Yoda, what's up? It's your girl Rest here from Aotearoa, New Zealand. Welcome to Grace Through the Fire. I am your host, Marissa Lewis. This podcast is all about helping you to stand in your most powerful position and who you are and stop worrying about the past or what others think of you, because you are incredible and I'm here to remind you. I am a confidence coach, a business mentor, author, speaker, a retreat and breathwork facilitator. I truly want fulfillment for all women in their brand, business, career and life. Mama, this is the work we do here and where we talk about all the things, finding our passions, identifying our strengths, deciding on what career path we want to take, making scary moves in our career, you know, moving jobs, starting or scaling our businesses. We talk about confidence, self-leadership, how to respect yourself as a professional, marketing, sales, branding, online digital marketing, creating offers, all the things. We cover it all. And I am just absolutely obsessed with women showing up in their fullest expression and creating radical confidence so they can go and live a beautiful life, a beautifully successful life. And I cannot wait to get this conversation on today's episode started with you. Mama, welcome back to Race Through the Fire. Oh my gosh, today is going to be such a beautiful conversation. It's been on my heart for a few days, actually since last week. And it is all around the flame of getting started. You know, Mama, as we grow in ourselves, like personally and professionally, there's always a reason why we get started. And as we grow in new perspectives and develop new skills and we get better clarity, we might feel activated by different things and we're in different environments. It's easy to drift sometimes, especially as multi-passionate women and entrepreneurs. It's not that we're always looking for the next shiny object, but more that we are wanting to completely reach new levels of our own potential, to explore our own creativity, and to figure out ways we can really magnify and multiply that and scale that, right? But yet, how do we do all of this while staying really grounded in why we got started? And this is just such a key thing. Been in business for 11 years, I have been on a roller coaster with this. And obviously, in terms of the techniques that we, you know, we get taught, and you can even Google it, you know, is why do we start? What's our purpose statement for our brand? You know, what is our purpose for our own lives? You know, what are the type of people and women that we actually really want to be? And, you know, from last year, I went through a huge reconstruction of my company. Some of the decisions were not easy, but they did feel right. And, you know, it was because I had scaled very quickly. And, you know, as a company, we were doing really good. And I honestly loved every minute. I regret nothing. But I also started to feel like I was missing a really key piece of what truly built the foundations of MLI and, you know, what really linked to my purpose. Because my passion is always and has always been to self-empower others, to truly support women, to heal, to grow, to explore their own greatness, you know, to step into confidence. And of course, over the time, you know, none of that's wavered. But because of the demands of some of the projects I was working on, you know, I felt a little disconnected to the core conversations, which really lit me up and which, again, were the building blocks for Marissa Lewis International to grow and for me to grow as a leader, as a woman, as a partner, as a mama, you know. And because I was at such full capacity, I really had to take action on how to recreate the business model so that I could really reconnect into the things, you know, and that really lit me up, that really activated my soul, that really made me feel in purpose. And I think, you know, what really lit me up, I think it was last week, I really spent some time quietly. I've been doing a lot more quiet, intentional quiet space, just really getting rid of the noise and slowing down, which was a huge part of what I kind of, the theme, I guess, I found really landed in my body while I was in Bali a couple of weeks ago. And just really starting to listen more effectively, slow down, And it really helped me remember one of the biggest things that got me into what it is that I do was the resilience and that walk through the fire, you know, with grace, which is what this whole podcast is about. And it's easy, right? When we get bigger and you know, I went from a mindset coach and a personal trainer and a yoga teacher to a business coach, and the demands were different. And I love the whole journey, right? But what is it that's really at your core? You know, if you were to sit there and think about, you know, all the things that you've shown resilience on, you know what I mean? And just let me remind you, resilience doesn't mean that you started a business or that you've increased your income or that you've gone after that big job or you've, you know, decided to go back into work or mahi. You know, just know resilience can look so different. It can be actually providing food on the table for your tamariki, for your children, a roof over their head. It could be that you got out of bed this morning and put your clothes on and got your kids ready for school, you know, and that you were able to have a brief conversation about a situation that's not making you happy. Like, there's so many things. It's really so important because that's when we, you know, we forget why we started what we're doing, right? And to actually say, I'm incredible. I'm resilient. And there is a reason that I am still here in this way. And then I get the opportunity to reclaim my power, to truly bring myself back to who I am at my origin, at my core, and to be able to use my story in a positive way, to not feel guilty about my past decisions, to not sit in shame anymore, and to just be really, really potently open about the fact that I am a human being. I am also a spiritual being, and I get to be both. I'm allowed to be both, right? I'm allowed to recreate myself at any given moment. Right? This is your story. You get to do that, mama. So fuck everything and anything that doesn't make you feel this power. Are you feeling me? Tell yourself, this is who I am and this is what I'm here to do. And what I am here to do is not please every single person on this planet, but yet to be the best that I can be every day. My greatest competition is me. And I am here to be in my greatest expression in my most unique way. Right? Woo, I'm feeling fired up about this. Woo! Look, Mama, we carry so much wisdom, okay, from our grandmothers and our DNA and our bones and our womb and our everything. And we've carried this through generations, both positive and sometimes what can feel like a bit of a burden. But you know what? You are here right now in this time and space. So am I. We're in a generation where we have the ability and the access to so much potential and possibility, right? And we have our own divine connection of wisdom. We also have other leaders in our lives, other sisters. We have the internet. We have other things that we can lean into and we can learn from, right? And these are the things that I want to remind you of. Resilience can be your complete anchor. And I want you to think about that right now. I want you to stop and think, where in my life have I shown resilience? Where is it that I can start building my blocks from, to not build on quicksand, to build on a rock solid foundation? So here are three things I want you to consider. Number one, it is time for you to embrace the power of starting. Remember that there is always a reason why you started on your personal or professional journey. And as you grow and develop those new skills, you don't have to drift. Find the ways to stay grounded in why you started and keep yourself motivated and focused. Number two, reconnect to your core values, your value system. If you don't know what those are, please go and find out. Take action to realign your purposes and values. And if you find yourself feeling disconnected or overwhelmed, consider restructuring and reevaluating the way that you show up, your business model. Prioritize what matters to you. Reclaim your power and use your story in a positive way to bring yourself back to an authentic place, right? To your true origin, which is your being, which is connected to something so much greater than your human skin. And number three, trust your instincts and honor your resilience. Mama, it's time to recognize the wisdom and resilience that you carry within yourself. Trusting your own instincts, trusting the things that, you know, when it comes to decision making, having the confidence in your ability to create positive change in your life and making that long lasting. Remember that even the smallest accomplishments, like providing, like I said earlier, providing your loved ones with food or kai is a big thing. These are signs of strength and resilience. And I want you to remember that you get to choose right now. If you're listening to this, I thank you for being here with me. But this is something I'm so incredibly, deeply passionate about, and I cannot say it enough. We all want better. We all want to be loved. We all want more money to make more choices to help more people. And again, whether that's to go live off grid, to be away from people, whether that's to be on stage one day, traveling the globe, sharing your whakaaro, your story, what matters to you. Mama, we are all just here trying to do the best that we can. It is time to embrace those you see out there succeeding and use that as inspiration. Use it as your motivation to remember that you can do this too in your way and as you. I really, really, really hope this little bonus session has reignited you a little bit. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. And Mama, stay beautiful. Remember your uniqueness. You are perfect as you are, as is. And again, if you know anyone that could gain value from this conversation, please share it. If you ever do reshare it on your podcast or in a group that you're in, please tag me or tag us or send us a screenshot so that we can give you a shout out. And of course, any questions you have or any other topics you'd love us to be discussing on the podcast, please send it through to marissa@marissalewis.com. Or of course, in our show notes, we'll have all of our other details. Stay beautiful, and I love you. Ka kite for now. Thank you so much for your ears today, Mama. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for being here. I know there's a thousand other podcasts you could be listening to, and I just appreciate you and I love you. I'm so excited to be here with you to share these conversations. Now, one small favor I have to ask. Should you have loved this and may you know one other woman that might gain value from this, please share it with her. Tag her in this. Send the episode to her. Or if you feel like giving us a review, we would love to receive that review on our podcast just under the show notes. And of course, if there is anything you want to share on your social media about this episode, please do and make sure you tag us. I would love to know what your biggest highlight moment or takeaway was from this episode, this conversation. And again, I'm just so privileged to have you in my world and for you to be here. So thank you once again. And I look so forward to seeing you soon. All the love in the world. Ngā mihi for now, Marissa.